We're here today with Steve Prentice, a Gartner Fellow. Are there any things that you consider to be overhyped at present and people would be better off waiting a little bit?
That's a difficult one. I think one of the areas at the moment that always seems to come up is cloud computing. And is it overhyped? No. And I think this is an area that organizations are going to have to start considering more. It's probably a little early in the maturation of that technology for them to be able to get the range of services, the diversity of services that they're perhaps looking for. So it's not so much overhyped, it's perhaps you don't necessarily want to jump in too early there. For other things, people always ask me, you know, how can we drive innovation? And I think the problem with that is that it's very difficult to drive innovation. I mean, there are things that you can do, but essentially innovation springs from people's needs. You know, people have a need that is not being met. One of the things that IT organizations can do, and something I talk about in my presentations, is to do nothing, to actually stop, to suppress their urge to actually stamp out these changes. You know, let some of these innovative ideas start to flourish, take a look at them, and decide can they be used or not. The knee-jerk reaction, the normal reaction of conservative IT organizations, traditional IT if you like, is to say, we didn't think of this, we don't manage it, we can't control it, there must be risks, therefore let's stop doing it and let's stop anyone else doing it.
But the penalties for making a mistake are huge now, and we seem to be getting even more defensive in our approach.
I think IT organizations can end up getting very defensive. There is this sort of build a brick wall type approach. Let's try to actually insulate ourselves from what's going on. This is about risk management at the end of the day. And I think we have to put it into perspective. I mean, the risk to a business today from the credit crunch is far, far greater probably than the risk that is likely to arise from most IT decisions. There are some pretty drastic things that you could do, but generally speaking, I mean, IT risk is only one part of overall risk. It is not necessarily IT's decision to take those risks upon themselves. I mean, it is their role to explain to the rest of the business what the IT risks of doing something are, what the consequences of not doing it would be, and then for the business to take an evaluation at a business level of whether this is something that they need to do. The downside being, of course, that if they don't do it, maybe they'll go bust, or maybe they will be just less competitive.
Are the CIOs sufficiently credible in the boardroom to be able to deliver that message?
That's going to be a challenge. I mean, I think there are CIOs, certainly, who have that level of acceptance and understanding and recognition status. There are probably also CIOs who struggle in that department.
Can you offer the people who are perhaps not that credible any advice on how to become credible?
I think the critical thing is going to be to be able to explain to the rest of the business the value of what you deliver. And to do that, you've got to actually understand the value yourself. And you've got to put your own house in order. Make sure that you're doing everything in IT in the bit that you control as well as possible. And then you can start actually defending what you do and explaining what you do much more powerfully to the rest of the business. There are things that you can do that won't necessarily cost you money, but will bring benefits.
Can you give me an example?
I think some of those might be particularly to look at sort of consumer type areas. One of the big messages, one of the big changes that has taken place over the last couple of years is the growth of these global online communities. And communities are getting to be increasingly powerful in terms of support for products, but also in influencing product decisions. They're important marketing avenues for individuals. And it doesn't necessarily cost anything to get involved with these. In fact, most organizations spend a considerable amount of time and money trying to actually stamp out access to them. So maybe what you do is stop stamping out access and start using them effectively. One example that came to us actually, literally only last week, there's a number of us in Gartner now, and as in many companies, who use Twitter quite extensively. One of my colleagues fairly visible on Twitter, got a message from someone saying on Twitter saying they weren't able to access, or they were having difficulty getting a call from an account exec. You know, we were able to route an email, and that guy got a call back very promptly. It might sound trivial, you know, it might sound like an insignificant sort of thing, but you know, that's a way that a customer had or a prospect had a problem. They weren't getting the solution they needed. And the fact that we were taking advantage of these sort of online environments solved the problem.
So, did they sign the contract?
I don't know.
Steve, thank you very much indeed. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome.